The Nigeria Democratic Congress, NDC, has faulted the obstruction and blocking of its presidential candidate, Peter Obi, from entering Benue State by suspected political thugs. Premium Times earlier reported that suspected political thugs disrupted Mr. Obi's visit to Benue State on Tuesday after they blocked his convoy from gaining access into the North Central State. It's shameful. In a statement by its spokesperson, OSA Director, on Tuesday, the NDC described the attack by the suspected political thugs on Mr. Obi as shameful. The party alleged that an unnamed aide to the Governor Hayesai Alia of Benue State led the attackers. It further claimed that the group, armed with dangerous weapons, blocked Mr. Obi's convoy and prevented him from gaining entry into Yelwada community in Benue State, where over 270 people were massacred in 2025. The NDC stressed in the statement that the party found it deeply troubling and condemnable that a visit intended solely to mourn with grieving families, offer solidarity, and listen to victims about how to prevent future tragedies was obstructed in such a manner. "I came to Benue not for politics, but to mourn with our people, to listen to families who have lost loved ones, and to offer our solidarity during a moment of unimaginable pain. At a time when our nation should be united in grief and committed to preventing further loss of life, we must avoid actions that deepen divisions," Mr. Obi was quoted as saying in the statement. "Nigerians deserve to be safe." The NDC further contended that residents of Benue State and said that all Nigerians deserve to live peacefully, travel safely, and farm on their lands without fear. Above all, they deserve a government that prioritizes the protection of human life above every other consideration. Although access to the community was denied today, the hearts and prayers of the NDC and our presidential candidate remain with the victims, their families, and the entire Yelwada community, the party said. "We will not be deterred." The NDC said the party would not be deterred because of the Benue incident. "The NDC will persist until we restore the fundamental responsibility of the government, the protection of every Nigerian's life. We call on the Benue State government and relevant security agencies to immediately investigate this incident, bring the perpetrators to justice, and guarantee the safety of all citizens and leaders who seek to show solidarity in times of grief," it stated. Benue appeared to have sponsored it. The publisher of Sahara Reporters and 2027 presidential candidate of the African Action Congress, AAC, Am El-Sowar, also condemned the incident. In a post on his Facebook page on Tuesday, Mr. Sowar said video clips of the incident, which he watched, suggested that the Benue State government sponsored the blockage and attack on Mr. Obi. "I strongly condemn these acts of political brigandage by agents of the state government and the Tinubu regime. This is totally unacceptable," he said. The AAC presidential candidate stressed that no politician should be barred from movement through violence, intimidation, or state-sponsored thuggery from campaigning freely anywhere in Nigeria. "Those behind these cowardly attacks are toying with fire and threatening the democratic rights of all Nigerians. They must desist immediately before it is too late," he said. Benue denies wrongdoing. Meanwhile, the Benue State government has suggested that it did not protect Mr. Obi during the ill-fated visit on Tuesday because it was unaware the NDC candidate was coming to the state. Read also, "Why Peter Obi should stop diplomatic approach, embrace fierce resistance, lawyer." Kula Tersu, the spokesperson to Governor Alia, told Vanguard on Tuesday that neither the governor nor the state government was informed of Mr. Obi's visit, and that no security arrangements were made ahead of his reported movement. Mr. Tersu argued that a visit by a presidential candidate should ordinarily be communicated to the relevant security agencies to ensure adequate protection is provided. "Peter Obi is a presidential candidate of a political party and a former two-term governor. He is not a small man in this country. He is supposed to be prepared for and given adequate security," he said. According to him, the state's security apparatus, including the police, state security service, and civil defense authorities, should have been notified ahead of the visit. The spokesperson rejected claims that Mr. Alia sponsored youths to prevent Mr. Obi from entering the state, saying the governor did not promote political thuggery. Governor Alia does not promote thuggery in Benue State. If Obi is a threat to him, or maybe he felt that Obi's coming would cause a problem for him, the right thing to do is to get legitimate security operatives to do the needful and not to gather youths or send them to go and block him, he said. Discover more from Premium Times Nigeria. Subscribe to get the latest posts sent to your email.